WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always ABC streaming News, on the Civic Media app.
A major break in the Gilgo Beach murders on New York's Long Island.
A New York architect, husband, and father of two is now an accused serial killer. According to court records, Rex Huerman is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, whose bodies were found covered in burlap along Ocean Parkway on New York's South Shore in December of 2010. Huerman is also being called a prime suspect in the death of a fourth victim, Maureen Brainerd Barnes. The suspect was arrested in Manhattan Thursday night and found using advanced phone record analysis. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson announcing plans to retire from the Rainbow Push Coalition, the Chicago civil rights organization he founded in the 70s. A spokesperson for his son, U.S. Congressman Jonathan Jackson, confirmed the news. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for Vermont following this week's catastrophic flooding. Cleanup continues as floodwaters recede. This is ABC News. Experts warn the extreme heat baking much of the country can affect more than just our physical health.
When it's hot outside, it has a significant impact on mental health. According to Dr. Joshua Morgenstein, who works with the American Psychiatric Association, he says it affects a human's ability to think clearly, make decisions, communicate well, and to sleep.
Problematic sleep is a real serious public health issue that is at the root cause of and an aggravating factor for many different public health problems.
He says trouble sleeping is a major warning sign that heat is impacting your mental health. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Funeral services taking place in New Jersey today for a firefighter killed battling that massive cargo ship fire in Newark last week. His colleague was laid to rest yesterday. Their deaths marked the first time in 16 years that a firefighter has died in the line of duty in Newark. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Scams are on the rise in Wisconsin, particularly northeast Wisconsin. Yesterday in Marinett County, a man called the Eagle Express gas station on Highway 41 near Peshtigo and pretended to be the owner. He convinced an employee to take hundreds of dollars from a safe, drive to Green Bay, and deposit the money into a Bitcoin machine. According to the Marinett County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened around 2 a.m. Thursday morning. The man posing as the owner also told the employee to take money from an adjoining to George Webb restaurant. The actual owner of the gas station was alerted by authorities and called his employee as he was in Green Bay depositing the money. The owner of the gas station is of Middle Eastern descent. The man pretending to be the owner spoke with a Middle Eastern accent. The employee says he legitimately believed he was speaking to the owner. Anyone that might have information about the incident is being asked to call the Marinett County Sheriff's Office. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9
WGBW. Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, TGIF. I've never been so glad to welcome a Friday with you, my little buddy. How you doing, man?
Crudy, good to see you. Good to be here, man. It's I'm stoked. It's Friday. It's been a long week, and it's going to be a great weekend.
WAUK 540 AM Studios, the Shaw. Caw-caw, the Shaw.
Caw-caw.
We got our pal Anastasia producing for us today, and the phone numbers, well, singular. There's only one you need to know, 844-967-2789. That one works, and I assure you, it is Friday. This is live.
This is live. We're live. This
We're doing
on.
It live. Just in time for a big party weekend here in this city. Dom, Milwaukee, going nuts. Anastasia said, Harley Fest has taken over.
It is unbelievable. Of course, we have the construction as well. Now you got, you know, 100,000 bikes coming to town, right? Harley-Davidson 120th
Can
anniversary.
You feel the thunder in your chest.
It's so much fun. And Brady Street, you know, my dearly beloved Brady Street, going to be shut down. Bikes only for the next two nights.
What about electric scooters? Can we ride them amongst yeah, the Harley guys?
I think you can ride an electric scooter up and down. I think that's allowed. But it is on. Of course, Green Day performing tonight down at the Veterans Memorial Park for the Harley Davidson.
Wait, let me guess.
Birthday party.
You've got tickets.
I've got tickets.
Oh,
Green.
Man, you live the life of Riley. Yeah,
and then tomorrow, the Foo Fighters, man. And I think the Cult is opening up tonight. And who else we see? Joan Jett also tomorrow.
You have tickets for tomorrow as well?
I do, yes.
Did I mention I hate you?
But only general admission, man. You know, I didn't go all out this year. We'll see what happens.
What's general admission mean? You're back on the picnic tables?
They set it up. It's a pop-up, right? So I have no idea what the situation is going to be like when I walk in tonight.
You get to party with everyone else, but you have no access to bathrooms. That cost extra.
Yeah, right.
Pay toilets.
Oh, they'll be, you know, it's a summertime, man. It's porta potty time.
You know, there are some other big events coming up specifically. And, Dom, we're going to highlight a big event coming up. This one. I'm adding this one forever to my summer calendar. Salmon-O-Rama. We are literally going to promote this fine event, Salmon-O-Rama. This is a big deal in Racine. It starts tomorrow. We got Nick Van Gompel going to join us here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about that. And you're going to Green Day, so you've got exciting plans. Crudy, not so much. I'm here Waukesha with you. That's about as, this will be the highlight of my weekend.
Story of your life, man. I am your highlight, Michael. You're welcome.
Just getting a live show on the radio for you, you know what I mean? And the audience, just to feel like we could accomplish that goal once this week. You know, that in and of itself, Dom, that makes it all worthwhile. The drive, the early start. The warm conditions. I'm wearing pants.
Man, what are you doing, man?
I had business meetings.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a businessman.
I got flip-flops and shorts.
You don't even know what a business is, Jerry.
Business.
You know, although I haven't opened my computer all day, not even prior to the show here. Like, you know, I knew I wasn't really going to try that hard because it's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. We can get through a Friday.
Dominic, it's also 1 year to the RNC. I feel kind of celebratory about that. It's going to be a big party, right? Coming to Milwaukee. Better Milwaukee than Madison. Coming to your hometown.
Yeah.
I know you're not real excited. I'm excited that they're coming here and not to my town.
Yes. Yeah. I see how that is. Why wouldn't you want them in your town? You don't want the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or the 3%ers or the Boogaloo Boys or Name Your White National Christian Nazi Movement marching in your town, Crudy? But you're welcome them here in Milwaukee.
Well, I will welcome them here to Milwaukee.
No, they're not welcome. I don't welcome them.
Well, sure. That's just, you know, the Wisconsin welcome.
What does Obama say? How hard is it to say that Nazis are bad?
Dom, let me give the folks a little bit of the reporting because it's 1 year out, Dom. The 2024 Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 1 year away. It's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. Now, I've been to a convention or two. It doesn't feel like 4 Super Bowls, does it? I mean, maybe from the broadcast production point of view, because there are a lot of moving parts.
Right.
A lot of speechifying.
Certainly.
A lot of quick hitters. And then some music. And then, you know, so from that point of view. But.
I've not been to a Super Bowl, Michael. But I got to tell you, the RNC in Cleveland.
Didn't feel like a Super Bowl.
No, man. There was literally like after Trump spoke, right? There was no party. And there was a band between, you know, the two facilities, well, the ballpark and the basketball stadium.
Quick and Loan Stadium in Jacobs Field,
yeah, they had pop-up, you know, bars outside and a band great playing. Band. And there literally what? There was like nobody dancing. And then there was like 3 people dancing.
Maybe if they had Green Day or Yacht Rock. Yeah. Dom, it's a year to go before one of the biggest political shows on earth, you know, the Devil's Advocates, touches down for 4 days and nights in Milwaukee. I assure you, I will be here, even if it's on the basement futon at the Salvia's. The Republican National Convention will be held July 15th through 18th, 2024, and the event will bring 50,000 people to Milwaukee as Republicans gather to nominate their national ticket to take on the Democrats. Now, I would point out, Super Bowl is going to seat more like 100,000, right?
I know. This is what
How
I'm saying.
How is that 4 Super Bowls?
Come on. Because it's the Republicans. They exaggerate a little bit sometimes, you know, and they take after their dear leader.
Former White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus, who is the chairman of the host committee, says the event is so large, it's like staging 4 Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not, because there's only 1 Super Bowl. Even the nomination process, there's one really big night when the candidate comes out and the balloons come down. We were in the Quicken Loans Arena when that happened for Trump back in 16.
The dreadful, dreary,
it was
sad night. The whole place, man, walking out, nobody's smiling. Nobody was partying.
Of course, the DNC in 2020 was in Wilmington, Delaware, not Milwaukee. And that's why they're coming here, is really to troll this city. Yeah. Right? I mean, this was so predictable. The Republicans would come here entirely in an effort to troll your fair city. Here is a little more from our boy, your boy, Reince Priebus. again, the chairman of the committee says the event is so large, it's hyperbolically like staging four Super Bowls in a row. No, it's not. You know, because Super Bowls are more than 50,000 people, and this is like building up. If he said it's like building up to the Super Bowl, it's like an NFC championship game, an AFC champion, because the other nights are important. You meet the vice president, you featured different aspects about the candidacy or other surrogates, but they all can't be the Super Bowl, right?
I'm not sure they're even allowed to use the term Super Bowl.
Well, let's not get ourselves in trouble. It's still in the distance, a year to go. And in some ways, it's a little surreal. A little? Milwaukee getting this second chance at a big political show so quickly after the dashed dreams of 2020. Oh, my dreams were dashed. When the Democratic convention was turned virtual because of the pandemic, all the plans were scrapped but not forgotten as Milwaukee mounted its bid in the Republican convention and claimed the prize. They claimed their prize last August.
Did anybody else really want
it? No, not really. Me and Chevy Johnson are the only two people in that I have spoken to that really do anything more than cringe. Preparations them have long been underway to fund, organize, and stage the event. The initial round of requests for proposals have already gone out. We did not request any. We didn't propose any. Ask Priebus what the scene will look like in Milwaukee over those 4 days next July, and he tries to make it personal. Of course, there will be plenty of politics, including the potential for some real fractious moments as Republicans scramble for the nomination. To Priebus, though, the convention, what's about relationships, Tom?
Yeah, like January 6th. A lot of relationship building going on then.
It's long enough that delegates and people and leaders from all over the world end up becoming part of the Milwaukee family. Now, leaders from all over the world, you know, the Democrats traditionally invite, you know, Democrats from America, but the Republicans, they're very encompassing. I swear to God, I saw a couple of guys at the Winking Lizard in Cleveland in 2016 in the Grease Zone. If their name wasn't Sergi, it should have been.
I mean, was Maria Butina around at the time too, right?
That's a whole different story. Going to have to ask Scott Walker about his convicted spy ex-girlfriend. Anyways, on to the quotes from Priebus. And there's truly an opportunity for the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin to take that real kinship and allow it to grow into future opportunities and growth for the area and the state. It's a growth opportunity, Dom. It's unique. It's extremely special. Again, this is a quote, not me. And I think it's very personal. You're going to take it very personal.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking it personal. We see the Confederate flags marching down the street. I'm going to take that personal.
The convention is also expensive. The host committee is charged with raising about $68 million to fund the event, which Trump will try to skim some portion of, right? Which doesn't just pay for production costs and venue rentals, but also a transportation system to ferry the delegates from hotels to arenas. A grant from the federal government is designed to pay for the blanket of security, you know, the green zone, Dom, around the Pfizer Forum to the Baird Center. The convention facility, formerly called the Wisconsin Center, is undergoing a $456 million expansion project. Ooh. It's due to be completed next spring and will double its space. The fundraising's going very well, Priebus said, declining to give an overall dollar amount secured.
It's going great.
I'm not at all nervous about fundraising. Not nervous, but it's something that has to continue. It never stops.
No, it does not stop. We don't stop.
We can't.
We tick and we talk.
We won't, and we don't stop. Especially not on a Friday.
No.
We can make it through to 6 o'clock. We've got five guests joining us. Nick Van Gumpel. He is with the Salmonorama. We're going to tell you all about it. It's a fun thing to do this weekend. It's actually a multi-day event, we'll tell you. And Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, host of Morning's Cannolis. You better bring us some cannolis here to the Walk. The Shaw Studios, 5:40 a.m. Come on back with us. I know it's time for break. It's 5:40 a.m.
This summer, 5090 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin.
At noon, Civic Media Network News.
At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Monday with highs in the mid-70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, and check out the Civic Media Universe. Download the app, civicmedia.us.
Dominic, we're going to promote a fun event this weekend. This is the first time I've heard of Salmon-O-Rama, but we're going to tell you all about it. We got a fine guest. He joins us right now, live via phone. His name, Nick Van Gompel. Nick, tell us all about it. First and foremost, how do you pronounce it? Is it Salmon-O-Rama or Salmon-O-Rama, sir?
I always say Salmon-O-Rama, and it seems to go over pretty well, so I'll stick with that.
All right.
I prefer the more traditional pronunciation as you use it. Nick, thanks for joining us today. Always looking forward to some Friday events. And this one is based primarily out of Racine, sir. Is that the case? And it starts tomorrow?
Yeah, that's correct. First of all, thanks for having me on. The event is headquartered out of Racine, Wisconsin, but it's actually open to all of Lake Michigan. So there's going to be weigh-in stations in Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and throughout Wisconsin, bordering the lake, obviously. But they're all listed on the Salmon-O-Rama website. So if you're curious where you might be able to go buy a ticket before the event gets started, you can either do that online or at some of those weigh-in stations. But all those weigh-in stations are listed, so you can check them out and know right where you got to go.
Nick, I hate to assume, but we're catching salmon this weekend, right? We're not catching bluegills or smallmouth bass. This is not an open fishing tournament. This is a salmon fishing tournament, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is open water. I shouldn't say it's just open water because there's a shore division as well. So it's salmon, trout, Lake Michigan species. So these are the big five that are stocked out there. These are the fun ones to catch. Not that bluegills and bass aren't fun. But these are the big ones. Bring your heavy tackle. These fish can get pretty big.
Now, tomorrow is Saturday, July 15th. And once again, we're speaking with Nick Van Gompel, and the event this weekend in Racine, but really all across Lake Michigan, is Salmon-O-Rama 2023. And tomorrow is Family Day. And there's a meat raffle. You can't have a Wisconsin event without a meat raffle. Right. But there's also a free fish boil. Lots of events going on tomorrow. Nick, tell us what the people can come and enjoy, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So those events that you just mentioned are going to be stationed out of the Racine headquarters, and that's at Reef Point Marina right in Racine. So you can obviously Google that and find your way there. And it's all free of charge. So you can show up, have a great time. They're going to have live band as well. So not only can you have some food and meet people, enjoy your, some time there, but catch some great music as well.
And then this event extends on into Sunday and all in through, looks like all through next week. But Sunday, Two in a Boat. How does this differ? There's two of us, me and Dom. If we want to participate in this fishing tournament, how does Two in a Boat differ?
You're already halfway there. You got the two of you just need to find a boat at this point. So,
right. You got a boat we can borrow, Dick?
I'm not driving.
You know, mine's a little plastic boat. It's a one-man vessel for me, but there's a lot of other boats out there. Two in a Boat's just as it sounds. You get two guys, one boat, go ahead and go fishing. All the rules for that event are listed on the website. I'm not going to go through all the rules. I'll let people kind of check it out themselves if they're interested. But obviously you're still fishing for salmon, still fishing for the trout, bring them back to Racine. That's where that one is based out of. And it's like a 1 day event for that. So you go out and it's really kind of a 1 day derby within the 8 day tournament itself. So it's kind of a little unique experience, a little different twist on the whole event. And it's a great opportunity to just try a different aspect of the tournament.
Nick Van Gompel, our fine guest, Salmonorama 2023, the event begins this weekend. It's not limited to this weekend. Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 22nd and the 23rd as well. And Nick, I got to tell you, when I go fishing, I've always got to make a plan B. I particularly like next Wednesday because you can get a pizza and two beers for $15. That might be the right day for me to attend, sir. But in terms of eating the fish, I see there's the free fish boil on Saturday. I assume there's going to be some fish served this week.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be on that Saturday, this Saturday, tomorrow, over at the Reef Point Marina. So that'd be at the Salmonorama headquarters. But they have fun events scheduled throughout the whole week. So it's family friendly. Come on down, free of charge, like we said before. So come check it out and, you know, experience. If you haven't ever experienced it before, come check it out and see what it's all about. Two bands, so not only this Saturday, but next Saturday on the 22nd, there's going to be another band that day as well. So there's stuff going on all week long. The schedule is posted on their website as well as Facebook. So if you're curious what's going on which day, go check it out there. And that'd be kind of the source of truth. But there's great fun stuff, great people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This event this event goes over super well. Everyone really enjoys it. And it's actually like the 48th year they've done this tournament. So long-standing event, a lot of good history.
Salmon-a-rama.com. So, Nick, how does one win the tourney? Is it by weight, by length? Is there different heats? How does it happen?
Yeah, great question. So the tournament itself is kind of a big fish tournament, if you want to think of it that way. You can fish from whatever port you'd like on Lake Michigan, in a boat or even on shore. In fact, there's a shore division, a youth division, a boat division, and a kayak division. So whatever you want to do to get out there, you have the options available to you. Fishing for either king salmon, coho salmon, brown trout, lake trout, or steelhead. And there will be a winner for each of those categories. And then an overall champion is crowned based on the total weight of the fish. So if you catch the biggest fish in the next 8 days and you have a ticket for this tournament, you're taking home a top prize of a value at about this year. It's actually like $32,000, I think.
Whoa, so what?
Really lucrative. Yeah, it's a big top prize. So it's really, really cool tournament to win.
Once again, Nick, we're looking for a boat to borrow. quickly, sir, no charge to come and attend. Is there a charge to participate in the fishing events?
Yes, there is. Yeah, the events that are scheduled at Reef Point Marina throughout the week, those are all free of charge. There's things you can do there, like concessions. Those will obviously carry a fee, but to fish the event, there are various tickets, and those do come at a cost. They're all pretty reasonably priced, if you ask me, but you can get those live. You can buy them in person at some of those weigh-in stations, or you can buy them online.
Got to cut you short. Salmonorama this weekend. Sounds like a hell of a fun time. Thank you, Nick Van Gompel. More Devil's Advocates.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. A major break in the Gilgo Beach murders on New York's Long Island.
A New York architect, husband, and father of two is now an accused serial killer. According to court records, Rex Huerman is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of Melissa Bartholomew, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, whose bodies were found covered in burlap along Ocean Parkway on New York's South Shore in December of 2010. Huerman is also being called a prime suspect in the death of a fourth victim, Maureen Brainerd Barnes. The suspect was arrested in Manhattan Thursday night and found using advanced phone record analysis. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson announcing plans to retire from the Rainbow Push Coalition, the Chicago civil rights organization he founded in the 70s. A spokesperson for his son, U.S. Congressman Jonathan Jackson, confirmed the news. President Biden approved a disaster declaration for Vermont following this week's catastrophic flooding. Cleanup continues as floodwaters recede. This is ABC News.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oshkosh Air Support News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in the Fox Cities. The Wisconsin State Patrol continues to ramp up efforts to stop speeders, specifically trucks and commercial drivers. According to WBAY-TV, state troopers are riding in school buses to get a better view at how truckers operate their vehicles, even letting them see into the cabs. It's all part of a campaign called Trooper in a Truck. Authorities say if they see a violation from the bus, they can radio a car to pull over the truck. Last year, there were 73 deaths in Wisconsin that involved big trucks. A 14-year-old murder suspect is ordered to stand trial in Fond du Lac. Paris Larry is charged with first-degree murder for the shooting of 20-year-old Tatiana Zek. He will be tried as an adult. The incident took place on May 7th at the Maplewood Commons Apartments parking lot. Police are still looking for a second suspect in the shooting, 17-year-old Antonio Johnston. Pete Schwabe, WISS 98.3 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates. Oh.
Thank God it is Friday. We're in the Walk Studios, WAUK 540 AM, the Shaw 101.1 FM. Could call the Shaw. Thank you to our most recent guest, Nick Van Gompel, on behalf of Salmonorama. Now, this sounds like a hell of a fun time. If you find yourself in the Racine area, go down to the shoreline at the marina where they're having a big event. Free bands. Free food, beat raffle.
And if you're a competitive fisherman, fisher person.
32 grand.
Damn, right? This is what I'm saying. I mean, how do you know you just don't go to like the salmon farm, pick up the biggest one, throw it in the back of the truck, and
the
go out there?
The integrity of the fishing tournament has come into question. And if you get caught cheating in a fishing tournament, you could just get brutalized.
You might be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
Well,
I mean,
they're going for big cash.
Yeah,
prizes,
for sure,
right?
Man. I know. I didn't know. I guess about 20, 30 years, I became aware of competitive fishing. It is a thing.
Salmon or ram.
Hit it up. If you're not into the Harley thing, go check it out. We appreciate Nick and the crew at Salmonorama.
That does sound like a good time, man. Dom, we've been getting a few texts, and here's one of them. Okay, boys, I'm only kind of sorry for my profanity-laced text about your engineering yesterday. Yeah. But on a positive note, no pressure to be great today or even good. Just be on the air live.
Yeah, we lower the standards, baby.
Easy enough, question mark? And then a second profane text. Holy crap, Batman. You're live. And then one here says, dance off with your pants off.
Dance off, pants off, bro.
Well, here's the problem. And Nelly recognizes that we got a problem going on up in here in the WAUK studios. It's intemperate.
It's a little warm. Yeah.
I'm wearing businessy clothes. I got a clean white press shirt on, man.
An undershirt and jeans, man. I don't know how you're doing it.
No socks.
Oh, what?
Or anything else, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, great. Thank you for that.
Just the t-shirt. Just the t-shirt. Dom.
Just a t-shirt? Are you Winnie the Pooh in it over there, man?
If it gets any warmer in the studio, I might be. Dominic. You know who would not appreciate that?
What? Who?
Republican U.S. Representatives Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. And I got to tell you, I've known you 30 years. I've seen you naked at least 30 times. This
Come
is
on, of course.
Something of an annual event. I'm not saying it happens every year. Sometimes we go on the road a few times. It happens a few times in the same year. Usually it's a political year when we're out chasing the primaries. I've got a ominous feeling that 2024, I'm going to see you naked more than once.
You very well may.
I very well may. We often share accommodations when we travel. And you are sort of a preferred naked
guy. I'm a naked sleeper. And I'm a naked sleeper, a naked guy in general. Yeah, I'm not a big clothing guy. Clothing optional.
I know. I've known you for a long time. I wish... You would be a little bashful.
Who cares, man? Come on.
Well, clearly you don't.
I do not.
But these Republicans do.
Oh, they do. They're really concerned about my nudity.
Well, not so much your nudity, although I find it troubling. But they are calling for a federal investigation of reportedly like a 10-year-old girl that involved, well, they wanted her involvement in the Madison naked bike ride investigated. And by involvement, they mean she rode a bike naked as a juvenile. Now, if I was Scott Fitzgerald, I'd have a problem with nakedness too. I mean, really. It's been a long time since Scott's seen certain parts of his anatomy while naked. I'm just guessing. Two Wisconsin congressmen are asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate a young girl's involvement in Madison's naked bike ride after local police determined her participation didn't break any state laws. U.S. Reps, Toxic Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, never seen him naked.
I can't believe these guys are reps or congressmen now.
Both Republicans sent a letter to the U.S. DOJ on Friday asking them to investigate a girl's participation in the June event. Naked bike rides are held in multiple cities across the country, including Madison, and they had one recently here in Milwaukee, although not on the same day, right? Unclothed attendees ride bicycles during the event in an effort to promote body positivity and protest oil dependence. Well, see, that's why Tom and Scotty both have issues. It's both the lack of body positivity.
And they love that oil.
And they love the oil. Children are allowed to attend the events with parents or guardians. Here's a quote. I quote Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional CD. The world
is in a very dark place when parents and event organizers allow a 10-year-old's indecent exposure in a public bike ride. Tiffany, who represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, said in a press release, "It's immoral, harmful, and obscene. Those who allowed it should be held accountable."
What? Obscene? Immoral? I mean, what? Based on what?
Well, I got one more. This from a tweet from Scotty Fitzgerald. "Nobody wants to see that man naked." Here's the quote. "As if a nude bike ride wasn't indecent enough, it's inconceivable that any parent or caregiver would endanger a minor by allowing them to join in."
Endanger? What, going to fall off and skin their knees? Endanger how?
Now, Dominic, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice did not immediately respond to these idiots' requests for a comment. Oh, request for comment. My bad. I was reading between the lines here.
Yes.
U.S. Rep. Mark Pocan, a Democrat who represents Madison in the 2nd CD, was not immediately available for comment. The girl, believed to be about 10 years old, was photographed participating in the bike ride with her buttocks visible. The photo was posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's Naked Bike Ride, John Jankowski. And Jankowski and other nudists told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, "The bike ride is not intended as a sexual event." Yeah, I've never had sex riding a bike, clothed or otherwise.
you're not trying hard enough, Mike.
I can't balance that well. Local police prosecutors and a legal expert agreed that laws related to child pornography and exposing children to harmful materials did not apply.
Curdy, I'll jump in here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting this. While bike ride organizers and nudists say they believe being naked is not lewd behavior, Tiffany and Fitzgerald wrote in their letter to the DOJ that, quote, "It is indisputable that indecent exposure is lewd conduct, in parentheticals, obscenity, and is not protected speech." The Madison Police Department investigated the matter earlier this summer and concluded no state laws were violated. A spokeswoman in the case said the case could be re-examined if any additional information came to light, and that the girl and her mother would be spoken to about internet safety if they were identified. MPD did not immediately say whether there were any updates to the case as of Friday. The incident surfaced after Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigand, received an email from a constituent with a photo of the girl's participation. Police received other complaints, including from a nudist who was concerned after seeing the photo online. Dane County officials refused to release the photo in question after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel filed a record request for the email in order to confirm the contents of the photo and not for purposes of publication. The officials said they would not release the photo because if it showed an unclothed juvenile, the public harm that would result from its disclosure would outweigh the legislative presumption in favor of disclosure. Weigand recently gave an interview on Fox News. That tells you a whole lot about that guy. And said he will no longer take his children to parts of Madison. Here's a quote.
"Stay off the west side. That's where I hang out often."
There's a lot of people that resent God, capital G. And they're trying to stick their nose and stick their finger in his face, capital
H. I don't resent God.
I don't resent God. I just don't believe in God. So what has that got to do with this?
If we're the children of God, aren't we all born naked? Isn't that our most godlike state?
"And they're doing things that they know are wrong," he told Fox News. He did not return Journal Sentinel's request for a comment late last month in response to the organizer's perspective. The event is not sexual in nature. So the religious wackadoodles want everybody clothed up. And where does it go to that nudity equates to sex? They can't even get over themselves. You know, I mean, what, they're going to want people to cover up their ankles and their shoulders now too? I mean, what is this? This is the Sharia law. This is canon law. Who cares if people are naked, man? I don't want to see it any more than anybody else, but don't people have a right? Men can take their shirts off, but women can't, and this is a protest. And what point does it become lewd and obscene? I mean, see little baby, little toddlers, you know, 1, 2, scooting around naked. That's the cutest thing ever. It's so damn cute. So at what point does it become lewd and obscene to the Republicans? What year exactly? I mean, this person was with their parents. Are those who attend nudist colonies and engage in the lifestyle, are they endangering their children because they see people naked? I mean, really? That's it? I'm not talking like naked having sex, porno naked. I'm talking about just hanging out, walking down the street naked. Nobody cares.
It's well, I mean, I don't care. Sin.
Whatever. If, what does that mean?
If only they hadn't eaten from that apple down in the garden. God.
See what I'm saying? What? What? I mean, you can believe whatever the hell you want, but when you start taking your wackadoodle religion and implying that some parents are putting their daughters or kids in sexual danger because they're nude, because they happen to be nude at a nude bike race where everybody's nude, you know, Fitzgerald and Tiffany, if you guys got nude, maybe you wouldn't be so uptight. Let's try it sometime. Smoke a joint, too. Just saying.
Before or after you get naked.
Whatever works for you, both.
Naked joint smoking.
Yeah, come on.
But never on a bike. Because that could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous.
Couldn't the whole process of riding a bike naked, isn't there a little danger implied? Like, I'm skinning my knees. I don't want to skin any other parts. You know what I mean?
Certainly. I mean, keep your bike seat on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it could be bad.
Well, I never considered otherwise. Thanks for giving me that
visual. But what is it about the Republicans that want to... I mean, do you think, Rudy, this is obscene? A 9 or 10-year-old girl participating in a nude protest with her parents? Do you have a problem with that? I have zero problem with it.
Well, I don't, and I think it's really up to her family. And I would say she wasn't, you know, put in a sexualized situation.
Course, right.
She's riding a bike down the street.
But here,
being naked is not sex.
Tell that to the Republicans. They think it is. If you're naked, it's automatically sex. That's all they can think about. That's all they can think about. Because what? They don't get enough? Their worldview is so small? I mean, hell, a few, you know, 20, maybe 100 years ago, if they saw an ankle, they'd have to run off to their bathroom quick. You know what I'm saying? These guys got to get over themselves. We are born naked. We're going to be. We are naked. This is, we cover ourselves when it's cold.
You
we
will
take
probably
it off.
Die naked. I know you always said that.
No,
but you,
I hope I do. I hope
it's
I
a coin
do.
Flip chance.
I hope I do. If I'm so lucky, it is just and why? Why? I mean, these culture wars. I mean, no one's insinuating anything. Nothing happened. There's no danger here. There's just a bunch of white old
danger, Will
Christian
Robinson.
Men mad. That someone's having a good time without
you. You know what this all entirely stems from? Right-wing talk radio.
And religion.
And right-wing talk radio. Your girl, Vicky McKenna, has been out there pushing the indecency of all this. Now, she doesn't have any children of her own. Dog children, I understand. You know, some treat them like they're real.
Right.
But she doesn't have her own children. She's probably not seeing her kids run around the house naked, like many of us have. I've seen my kids run around the house naked.
Of course.
We used to have a pool in the back. We'd take Caden's diaper off, just throw him in the pool.
I mean, yes, of course. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, naked. Is that sexual? Of course not. What is wrong with your mind? I mean, really, for real, if nudity automatically equates to sex. I mean, you can have sex with your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me?
It's 76 degrees in here. I'm about to get naked.
Don't do that. I don't want to see that.
I hope Scott Fitzgerald's not watching. He might find it indecent.
Oh, it's definitely indecent.
Or really sexy.
Maybe that's what they're really concerned about, Mike.
Come back, Devil's Advocates, live in the Shaw. It's hot in here.
I got a grievance. This is BS, man.
It's literally quite warm in here. We might start stripping some clothes and taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And Scotty Fitzgerald's estimation, that'd be us bringing sexy back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 64. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows around 61. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Cooler Monday with highs in the mid 70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm going to see Green Day tonight down at the Harley Fest.
You lived the life of Riley.
But we're going to take your calls now, airing the grievances, 844-967-2789. My grievance, this article, this whole thing, the naked bike ride, right, to promote, what, body positivity and protest oil dependency. According to the Republicans in this state, is immoral, is lewd, and apparently it's resentful of God, and we're trying to stick our nose and finger in his face.
Well, one of the texters says it's their puritanical ideology, Dom.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I think it's right-wing talk radio. I think they're being inspired to this by Vicky and her ilk. I've heard Vicky specifically hammering this, like, "Oh, somebody call the cops already!" You know, she's always
because of the general nudity of adults.
They should get to the bottom of it. There should be an investigation, and somebody should be prosecuted under what charges. I'm not entirely clear.
Right? Who was harmed?
But somebody's got a feeling something doesn't feel right. Apparently, Vicky wasn't hugged enough as a child.
Maybe. I give her hugs, man. Not enough.
She gave me a hug, and that really kind of creeped me out a little bit. It was sort of an unwanted hug. I felt
all right. So
a little like a victim, just for a moment.
As the nudist in me, of course, no big deal. Republicans losing their freaking minds about nudity,
but you're
again,
like
always.
A hedonist, pagan.
But what consenting
atheist
adults do is fine. And if a nudist wants to bring their kid to a nudist protest naked, I'm also fine with that. No, I mean, that's such a far cry from child pornography and lewdness and all that. I mean, if you consider the human body, I mean, this is what they did, right? I mean, I was in Italy in April, right? There's naked men all over the place, you know, and
on the streets. Other you and Bill Press,
yeah,
on the
streets,
Roman fountains?
On the streets, all the statues, man. There's naked men everywhere. Not enough naked women, unless you go to some of the other museums that Bill pointed me to. But the point being.
Of course he did.
The point being,
is there a point?
It's not a big deal. I mean, we're naked. People are naked. We have genitalia. Oh my goodness! So we have breasts and these things happen, and toes and fingers and butts. So what? Yes, we have these things, and everybody, consenting adults have sex, and people, you know, defecate. You know, these things are.
I don't need to know that.
This is science. These things happen. This is humanity. And this is what you're going to get to? This is what you're going to get to? Prosecute someone for being naked? I mean, oh my God, people, get over yourself.
I did tell you, last Friday night, I found the weather conditions impeccable. I talked about this off air, but since we're on this topic, I sat on the back porch completely naked up at the cabin.
Yeah, right.
I've never done that. Like, just out in my glory.
Feels good, right?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
The best part? No skeeters.
Absolutely, yeah.
Light breeze on the hill there. Yeah. No skeeters, because that was my concern. Well, and,
yeah, if there's mosquitoes, I'm not a nudist, man.
Now, I have been skinny dipping only once in my life. Pettibone. Lacrosse.
Really? Only one time?
Well, that you need to know about. You know, in a public place outside of like the pool in my yard once or twice. I don't ever recall. I've been naked in a hot tub once or twice.
That'll happen.
Less often publicly than perhaps you enjoy. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Nakedness, good or bad? Who's your Bob? What's your thought?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Awesome, man.
I'm glad you've got some of these electronic problems figured out a little bit.
A little bit.
Me too, man.
On the nudity.
Yes.
And I'm trying to pull a story I heard 2 months ago, maybe. And it was probably down in Florida. There was an art class in school that had a painting of Michelangelo's David on the wall. One person in the entire school district took offense to it, said it was obscene, and forced the school district to remove the painting.
One of the finest works of art of mankind. Oh, no, it's got a penis on it. Are you kidding me, man?
Exactly. That was what it was. So, you know.
Bob, you ever been skinny dipping? You ever been naked in public? Yeah. Riding a bike or otherwise? Yeah. I think I heard
ride bikes. Well, I don't ride bikes that way. That's why the only maker of cups is a company called Bike. No. But yes, I have been exposed.
Are you naked now, Bob? Are you feeling a breeze on the nether regions right as we speak?
Do you want to see my 72-year-old body naked?
I don't. Well,
I mean, if that's
I really don't. But I want you to be comfortable, man. So thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know, it's a great topic because. Talking about cultural shock and inadequate understanding of what America is all about. Because when you come in here, you think it's the most free and liberal and acceptable country in the world, which works exactly the opposite. We were in Florida several years ago, and it's like six or seven girls and all my friends, and we came from a different cities of Europe and meet for 2 weeks in Florida. So we are on the beach and we're topless. Guess what? The lady would come to us and actually being unhappy and threaten us to call the police so they can remove us from the beach because this is not a nudist beach.
There is a nudist beach on Miami Beach. Dom and I stayed right down from the nudist beach when we were down there June of 19. Although we never made it to the nudist beach. Dom's always nude.
I'm topless.
Yeah, right.
I'm topless.
Right. There is a difference.
When we ask, what's the reason? Why are you so paranoid about my breath? They told me it's because of kids. Now, about kids, those kids shouldn't know. Those kids shouldn't be afraid or feel any kind of ways until they are at least like teenagers that part of their naked body are seen. They
got to cut you short, Karina. One of the texters thought the Fitzgerald issue is because he only sees naked in strip clubs.
Nice.
We're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.